Today, Murray State University has reached another milestone.
50
stories.
50 stories. 50 years.
Now back to our studio.
It's WKMS's 50th year of broadcasting, and we're celebrating with 50 stories for 50 years. It's Women's History Month, and today we'll hear from a few female WKMS alumni about their unique experiences at WKMS. Laura York worked at WKMS from 1976 to 1978. She was a morning music host, and she recalls an incident with her program director.
He came blazing in one morning and was like screaming at me, "You never play two female artists back to back." Now that tells you that was a bad taboo to play two female artists back to back. You always had to at least have one, if not two, male songs after a female artist.
We've come a long way from angry program directors over two female artists being played in a row, where now the majority of hosts for NPR's flagship news programs are female. York went on to work in television as a meteorologist in Louisville and Tampa, Florida. In 1971, Kathy Canavan spent time working for WKMS, and she decided to get her radio engineering license. She was a trailblazer in this area. She went to New York City to take the test.
And I walked in, and I had a little mini skirt on because that's what people wore then. I thought, you know, dressing up because I'm in the city. And I looked, and there had to be, well, more than 150 desks, and I was the only female. I mean, this is New York City, but it was also 1971.
And she got her engineering license. Kathy went on to work in journalism and then later wrote a book on Abraham Lincoln's final hours. And lastly, Beth Cole worked in the Radio Broadcasting Center at Murray State in the 1960s before WKMS signed on the air. She was the only female student in the mix. She was the production director.
It was kind of a running joke. It was like Beth and the boys. And how I came into that is, as you can probably tell, I'm a pretty confident woman, and I have leadership skills. I was not a shrinking violet as such, but it was not difficult at all to work with these guys. You know, they were all really professional, hard workers.
Beth went on to receive the Radio Center Scholarship. But it was still hard for women to get jobs in broadcasting at that time when she graduated. So she ended up being a school teacher. There are many more stories about strong women working at WKMS. You can share yours at WKMS.org, where you can also listen to other stories of WKMS history as we celebrate 50 years on the air.